a few days ago, we were definitely putting forward a number going from 17,000 inhabitants of Avdiivka itself up to, 1 million people, as we had some critical infrastructure, damaged. The lack of water supply and heating was really reaching quite a high number of people on both sides of the contact line. Of course, children are suffering the most, especially considering that, schools have been closed.
What is UNICEF doing to help children go back to school safely, or at least to catch up with the school program?
Situation continues to be extremely difficult because of course, of the security. So every day we receive better information. Today, for example, we know that around 675 students attended schools in Avdiivka, which is good. That was not the case a couple of days ago. Two schools, for example, we know have opened and are working, regularly. Another few schools are working part-time, let's put it this way, or just providing, some guidance to children and then inviting children to leave again and not to stay at school, but work from home. We know, for example, that today four kindergartens have opened and 136 children went back to the kindergarten and attended the schooling there. So that said, there is a slight improvement and some signs of normality, if you want to say, mm-hmm. which is extremely important. We are providing, of course, security, and this is the first, we need to, schools to open and to function, need to be making sure that it is safe for children, to go back. We are providing through our mobile teams support, psychosocial support to children in case needed and to their family. This is part of our wider, response that we have supported from, the beginning of the crisis, and very much, of course, needed in those areas these days, as many have been, affected also psychologically from the escalation of the conflict.